Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, from Buckingham Palace, the details of Prince Philip's funeral. On Saturday, 17th of April, the Duke of Edinburgh's coffin will be moved by a bearer party found by the Queen's Company, 1st Battalion, Grenadier Guards. Positioned in the quadrangle at Windsor Castle will be representative detachments drawn from His Royal Highness's military special relationships. His Royal Highness's coffin will be carried in a purpose-built Land Rover, which the Duke was involved in the design of, flanked by military pallbearers, in a small ceremonial procession from the state entrance to St. George's Chapel for the funeral service. Members of the royal family and the Duke of Edinburgh's household will walk behind the coffin from the quadrangle down Chapel Hill and into Horseshoe Cloister. The funeral service will begin with a national minute's silence at 1500 hours. The funeral service will be attended by Her Majesty, the Queen, and members of the royal family. The coffin, carried by a bearer party found by the Royal Marines, will be received at the top of the west steps of St. George's Chapel by the Dean of Windsor and the Archbishop of Canterbury. The Duke of Edinburgh's naval cap and sword will be placed on the coffin ahead of the service, and His Royal Highness's insignia will be laid on the altar of the chapel. At the conclusion of the service, His Royal Highness will be interred in the Royal Vault in St. George's Chapel. Ahead of the funeral, the coffin, accompanied by the Dean of Windsor and the Lord Chamberlain, will be moved to the state entrance of Windsor Castle by a bearer party found by the Queen's Company, 1st Battalion Grenadier Guards. The Dean and Lord Chamberlain will then make their way to St. George's Chapel. The Constable and Governor of Windsor Castle will be present at the state entrance for the departure of the coffin. Positioned on the grass in the quadrangle will be representative detachments drawn from His Royal Highness's military special relationships. The quadrangle will also be lined by the Household Cavalry and the Foot Guards. The procession will step off from the state entrance at 1445 hours. The band of Grenadier Guards, of which Duke of Edinburgh was colonel for 42 years, will lead the procession. They will be followed by the Major General's party and then the service chiefs, reflecting His Royal Highness's close relationship with all areas of defence. The coffin, born of the Land Rover, will be flanked by pallbearers drawn from His Royal Highness's special relationships, the Royal Marines, regiments, corps and air stations. The Prince of Wales and members of the royal family will take part in the procession on foot, immediately behind the Duke of Edinburgh's coffin, together with staff from His Royal Highness's household. At 1440, the coffin will emerge from the state entrance, and all those in the procession and in the quadrangle will pay compliments. The bearer party will place the coffin onto the Land Rover and withdraw. At 1445, the procession will step off from the state entrance to the west steps of St. George's Chapel. The route of the procession, which will be lined by representatives drawn from the Royal Navy, Royal Marines, the Highlanders, 4th Battalion Royal Regiment of Scotland, and the Royal Air Force, is as follows. State entrance, Windsor Castle, Engine Court, Chapel Hill, Parade Ground, Horseshoe Cloister. Minute guns will be fired by the King's Troop Royal Horse Artillery from the East Lawn at Windsor Castle for the duration of the procession. The curfew tower bell will toll. At 1453, the Land Rover will arrive at the foot of the west steps of St. George's Chapel. A guard of honour and band from the Rifles will receive the coffin with the national anthem as the coffin enters Horseshoe Cloister and ending as the Land Rover draws to a halt at the west steps. Positioned in the Horseshoe Cloister will be the Commonwealth Defence Advisors from Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Trinidad and Tobago. The west steps of St. George's Chapel will be lined by a dismounted detachment of the Household Cavalry. A Royal Navy piping party of one chief petty officer and five ratings will be in position on the south side of the west steps of St. George's Chapel. The piping party will pipe the still once the Land Rover is stationary at the foot of the west steps. The bearer party will lift the coffin and proceed up the west steps, halting on the second landing. The piping party will pipe the side. The coffin will pause for the national minute silence at 1500. At the top of the west steps, the Dean of Windsor, together with the Archbishop of Canterbury, will receive the coffin. All those who have taken part in the procession will not enter St. George's Chapel, except the members of the royal family and His Royal Highness's private secretary. As the doors to St. George's Chapel close, the Royal Navy piping party will pipe the carry-on. The Land Rover, service chiefs, realm defence advisors, bodyguards, military knights of Windsor, along with representatives of special relationships, will disperse in silence during the funeral service. The funeral service will begin as the coffin enters St. George's Chapel and is carried in procession to the catafalque in the choir. The Duke of Edinburgh's insignia, the medals and decorations conferred on His Royal Highness by the United Kingdom and Commonwealth countries, together with his Field Marshal's baton and Royal Air Force wings, together with insignia from Denmark and Greece, will be pre-positioned on cushions on the altar in St. George's Chapel. Palace Intrigue will be right back. From Royal Central, confirmation that Prince Philip will be interred in the Royal Vault of St. George's Chapel on Saturday. However, this will not be his final resting place. Philip's internment will be temporary until the death of his wife of 73 years, Queen Elizabeth II. When the monarch passes, both she and Prince Philip will be reunited in death and will be buried alongside each other in the King George VI Memorial Chapel, also located in St. George's Chapel. When the time comes, the Duke of Edinburgh will be transferred to his final meeting place in the small memorial chapel. As the name suggests, King George VI is already laid to rest in the chapel, as is the Queen Mother and the ashes of Princess Margaret, who was cremated. The Royal Vault, where Prince Philip will be temporarily interred, is the final resting place of many royal descendants. Among those buried there include three former kings, George III, IV, and William IV. Others buried there include George III's wife Charlotte and their daughter Princess Amelia. Queen Victoria's father, the Duke of Kent, is also laid to rest in the Royal Vault. Philip's coffin, which was made for him over many decades ago, so long ago that some of the details have been lost. With there being no record of exactly when the funerary box was made, nobody at the Royal Undertakers actually knows for certain how long ago it was made. Levitons and Sons inherited the coffin back in 1991 when they became the official Royal Funeral Directors. Prior to this, another undertaker had possession of the coffin, which in turn had been handed to them from another now-defunct funeral director. What we do know is that it was made more than three decades ago, and the Queen has a matching coffin made at the same time. It is feared that the Queen will be required to sit alone at the funeral of Prince Philip on Saturday due to tough government guidelines on social distancing. Royal Central reminds us that part of COVID restrictions, guests who do not form part of the same household will be required to keep a distance of 2 meters because of the ongoing public health emergency. This means, as the Queen may well be the only person from her bubble in attendance, that she may have to sit alone. What is unknown, however, is whether a further expansion of HMS Bubble has occurred since Prince Philip's passing last Friday. Government guidelines state that where a person lives alone, they may bubble up with another household. As the 94-year-old monarch is now a widow, it is perfectly possible that she has formed a bubble with Prince Charles and Camilla, or perhaps more likely the Wessex family or Prince Andrew, due to their close proximity to Windsor Castle. Guests at Prince Philip's funeral will also be required to wear masks for the duration of the ceremony. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. My thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.